Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift
and share your spicy confessions.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
Our third ever Swiftie Confessions episode will be coming out on April 11th. It will be a very special episode because it's our 100th.
You have until April 1st to email us your Swiftie Confessions to gfaweekend@gmail.com. Please include what you'd like to be called as well and your preferred pronouns.
And if you're a new weekender, here's a quick explanation of what we're looking for in your Swiftie Confession.
We want to hear your spiciest hot takes, embarrassing moments as a fan, unpopular opinions, hills that you would die on, your crazy fan theories, and anything else Taylor related that you'd like to confess to us.
Think of us as your specially appointed Swiftie therapist.
Did you weirdly like Taylor and Maddie Healy? Are you a me defender? Do you think 1989 is overrated? Are you a Joe Alwyn apologist? Whatever it is, we're listening.
We are accepting submissions now, right now. So be sure to send yours to gfaweekend@gmail.com by April 1st. All we ask is that you please include what you'd like us to call you as well as your preferred pronouns so we can discuss your confession properly.
And we're so excited to hear what you have to spill.
High five.
You're really good at this.
Yeah, I have no idea what's happening.
It's February 2023. Lord Taco with me. I'm Barry Quarter. Brad, you'll notice, is not here. I was going to make a joke about him being stuck in traffic with Beyonce, but I don't know when everyone will see this or if anybody watched the Grammy, so I'm just going to leave it alone.
Well, and it might not be a joke. It might be true.
It could very well be true. I know he is planning on a trip south, and he's got a lot to do, so he's not with us today. But we have another high five clip that I got to tell you, man, I keep going back to find these clips and listen to some of our earlier shows, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty impressive, all the people we've been allowed to talk to.
Yeah, I mean, not to brag, since it is our show, but there's a lot of good stuff back there in the in the archives.
There really is, and this one is completely relevant. That's the other thing that I'm finding about it. You know, this is year six for us. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Yeah, season six of the What Podcast. I was at lunch the last week at a local place here in Chattanooga, and one of the waitresses came up and asked me if I was on the What Podcast. So that was pretty cool. Hello, Morgan. Hope you're listening. It was very cool. You never know, right? She had no idea that it came from Chattanooga, that it started.
Oh, really? There.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of funny. As always, my brain is ping-ponging. I'm jumping all over the place. I know there's a lot that I want to get to, including our guest, which is Amelia and Nick from Sylvan Esso. They were our guest in 2021?
Yeah, I think it was 2021, yeah.
And they were going to be the Super Jam hosts, and we talk about that. So there's a lot of, like I said, relevance since they have not announced who the Super Jam guests are. So we'll get into that here in a minute. But two things I wanted to ask you about. I ran across something on Reddit yesterday, I think. Some people were talking about how much walking they do at Bonnaroo. And it's kind of one of those things, like, you know, I don't ever take the top off of a hamburger. I don't want to know what's in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know how you are. I never understood people who look. I'm happier if I don't ever look.
You don't want to know how the sausage is made.
Exactly. So when I started reading this, I thought, well, this will be interesting. And then now I wish I hadn't. Because there were all these people commenting, you know, with Fitbit and watches, you know, we can tell how many steps. And guess how much walking people do just in general at Bonnaroo?
Oh, it's got to be
per day
20,000 a day or more.
Yep, you're right on it. I mean, that's it's between 10 and like 14 miles. Some people were walking as much as 21 miles in a day. In a day. That's pretty crazy. That's a lifetime for me.
Yeah, that makes us feel like pansies for getting a golf cart.
True. And complaining about the short walk that we have.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it brings up a good point, though, and it's something I've always wondered. Why don't they do, why don't they allow bikes out, you know, obviously not in Centaroo, but in the campgrounds? It seems like they could have a big bike rack up by the arch. Maybe you could just bike back and forth to camp if you're that far away.
If you got to go back, you forgot your sunscreen or water, your, you know, something. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Something.
Make a lot of sense. I always assumed it was the crowds. I know the 1 year David Byrne was there, I had heard that he brought his bike and was tooling around back on the, you know, production road.
Yeah.
Going from show to show.
That'd be cool.
The other part of bringing that up is now's the time. And I'm talking to me in particular. Get out there and start walking.
Yeah. If you go from 0 steps a day, which is probably what we average, to 20,000, you know, night and day like that, it's not going to go well. So
it's not, and especially for that many days. You know, a lot of people were saying our pod or our plaza was way far out, so we only made one trip a day. That puts a lot of stress and pressure on you too, you know, to make sure you're eating and hydrated and resting. And
yes, it does.
And all that. So
well, that's one of the tenets of the code, the Bonnaroo code. Prepare thyself.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself and get yourself ready.
Trust us, especially. Yeah. I mean, that first 2 days last year were unbelievable. I mean, I've been there when it was hot. I've been there when it was raining. Been there when it was cold. Mm-hmm. But that heat last year was pretty next level. Those first 2 days.
It was pretty brutal.
So, yeah. Take care of yourself and get ready. Start now. This is February, like I said. It's going to be on top of us pretty quick. Speaking of, that was my other question for you. We've had, 3 weeks to live with this lineup now?
Mm-hmm.
I know in the past we've come out, this is the best ever, and then 2 days later it's like, let's back off a minute, or the other way, you know, this doesn't impress me, but then after you start doing some research, it's pretty darn good. What are your thoughts today?
I still think it's great. Yeah. My opinion has not changed. It's still a great lineup. I printed it out that day we got it, and I put it up on the fridge, so, you know, at least once a day, I'll glance at it and think, man, yeah, that's a good lineup. So
I know.
And I'm still just impressed.
I'm very impressed, and I keep thinking that Sunday is going to be so different than years past because it's so good. You know, for me every year there's am I going to stick around or am I going to go home early? You know, there's one person that I want to see, but that won't start till late. What's going to keep me there during the day? Now that's the best day, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. You better not leave early.
Yeah. No, you're going to miss
not this year.
Something pretty epic. Don't know anything yet. I mean, we're hearing the same rumors that it may sell out. I can't dispute it. I haven't reached out yet to ask because it's one of those. You know, they're not going to tell me the truth, and that's not throwing shade at them. It's, you know, I'm going to get a standard marketing answer, which is, it's doing great, you know, but
of
you
course,
better hurry.
Yeah, that's just, that's just marketing 101. And yeah, it might sell out, but what does sell out really mean? I mean, they're not going to give us figures.
No. Well, they have said 80,000 is a sellout. Now, how many support staff and all that on top of that, I've never gotten that answer. So, you know, our best guess is 90 to 95, you know, like with McCartney, you couldn't turn around. It was so crowded. And then other sellout years, it was crowded, but not like that. And as we've said selfishly, last year was pretty cool with only 40 or 42,000. There's a lot of space.
Yeah, lots of room to move around.
Yeah.
No lines.
No lines, exactly. So we'll see. Very curious to know, and that's another reason I kind of want to give them time, how the new ticketing options has gone. I do think VIP is sold out, which, once again, we need to shut our mouths because apparently we've oversold.
Yeah, VIP and Area 931, if you made it in there, congratulations.
Congrats, yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Excited for you. We'll tell you where all the best places are. I think we've camped all over that place, right?
Yeah, I think we know every inch of it.
Yeah, it's a great place. So, all right. So the High Five clip today is with Sylvanessa, like I said, with Amelia and Nick, who were our guests. It was just you and me, coincidentally.
Yeah, and almost painful to go back and listen to this now because I left that interview so excited for their Super Jam because they had such a neat idea. And then, of course, it got canceled. So
yeah,
it's just another little sting.
Yeah. Well, they talk about that on that, but on this.
Hopefully this year's Super Jam, whoever it is going to be just as fun.
Which makes me wonder, I don't like, Brad loves to, and you probably do, and a lot of the other folks do, like to speculate. Do you think they'll be involved in it? Is this a do-over opportunity for them, maybe? Because it was such a great idea.
I don't know. And, that's another debate that we've kind of had is it better to kind of rehash and redo what we didn't get to do because it was canceled? Or is it just time to move on and start with a fresh set of ideas?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean,
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't either. And this was, I think, typically move on because mm-hmm. as we've talked about, wherever you were at that time in your career or life or whatever is past. So there's probably something better. But it was, as you'll hear, is a pretty clever idea that I think works maybe this year as well as last. So we talked about it, but not as much at length maybe as we could have, getting that piece of information from Brian Benson when he was on our show with us, that the, did he say star or host, or did he just say people? I think it was kind of vague.
I think he was intentionally vague.
Yeah. That they may not be on the announced lineup. So yeah. That's the big speculation, is who could that be? You and I could come up with all kinds of names, including everybody's favorite, Dolly, who has told the newspaper in Knoxville that she would love to do Bonnaroo. Is this the way? Does she come and do, three, four, five songs and not have to be on the farm for a whole day in the heat and all that?
Yeah, I mean, and that fits her somewhat recent announcement that she's going to stop touring. I mean, this would just be an easy trip for her.
Come in, do three, four songs. I mean, works for me. I'll take whatever we can get, But
Since we don't know, in the absence of the news, we don't know. I mean, it opens up a lot of speculation on who could it be and who do you want. And you risk being disappointed if it's not who's high on your list,
Absolutely. And that's typically why I don't like getting into the rumor game, because depending, it can set up an expectation. Then if it doesn't happen, you're disappointed. And that's not fair to the artist or the festival or anybody, really. I mean, it's fun to speculate, and I get that. That's why NFL draft days are so popular. You get to play the what-if game.
Exactly. Plus, I mean, all the mock lineups that people put on Reddit leading up to the actual lineup, I just don't look at them. Yeah, because...
I'm not saying it's good, not bad. It's just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because I can't tell you how many times I've had a story written only to find out it never was going to happen. Didn't work. So now I'm kind of until someone officially tells me, I'm going to wait and see. But anyway, all right. So this is our interview with Amelia and Nick from Sylvanessa from 2020 run. This is 5 minute, you know, a high five clip from those guys. And I hope you'll listen to that and go back and listen to the whole show. It was great.
Yeah, cause the whole show was great. So, yeah, after this clip, definitely check it out because it was, you know, I was very excited after that interview.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
All right, here we go.
I almost even hate to ask this, but what was the show going to be? Can we talk about that? I mean,
maybe a little bit.
Do you put that in the back thing? You know, what do you do with something like that?
I think there's things that were going to happen that I almost don't want to talk about for fear that I might jinx them happening in the future. You know what I mean? But
that's what I mean.
you take over. You like had this. I mean, you had the whole concept for the whole show.
Well, when we were thinking about, it was going to be the first live show that we played. So I wanted to be post pandemic, and so I wanted to recreate when. Oh yeah, not that it's
quotation
over.
Marks.
Yeah, not that it's over, yeah. But you know what I mean. And I wanted to recreate the first. A first instance of live music that we all experienced, which is going to a wedding and seeing a wedding band. So I wanted to take Super Jam and turn it into like the wedding band of dreams, which mainly means giving everybody permission to sing the wildest, schlockiest, or like songs that just like have touched their hearts and that they would never do because it's overdone or because like they wouldn't give themselves permission.
So yeah. So she was reaching out to all these people, just being like, if you were going to get up and sing live band karaoke at like a dear friend's wedding reception, what would you sing?
Exactly.
And that we put together a set of covers. It was everybody, all the guests had to do a cover. They couldn't do their own stuff. So it was all based on this crazy, like legendary wedding reception.
Yeah. Legendary wedding reception. That was about like raging.
That like the finally everyone coming back together. Mm-hmm. That was like the whole purpose.
Yeah. So it was, joy. Joyous final.
Who's going to give the toast?
I was just going to ask Taco what his song would be. What do you say? Yeah,
oh gosh, I don't even know.
I mean, I'm thinking Righteous Brothers, or I mean, that's a great theme.
I've never been asked that.
I'm not going to ask, or maybe I will. Did you have a lot of people lined up ready to sing? I mean, that was the beauty for people who don't know, who are listening to the show for the first time. The Super Jam is an occasion that Bonnaroo does that I think they do as well as anybody. It's they bring people together who were already on the farm, and they get somebody like you guys to be the curator and put together a 90-minute surprise, crazy, whatever it can be, you know. I love that idea. The wedding, man, my mind is just going crazy thinking of what it all could have been.
Well, I think the beautiful part about that idea, that I loved when you were pitching it to, it was just, it drew something totally different out of each person that we asked.
Exactly. You know,
it's like, it got everybody to do a thing that I would never have expected them to do.
Exactly.
So like, that was the whole fun.
And the most fun thing was it, like, I'm a firm believer that when you ask someone to do something, you can be like, or in pitching this idea, I was like, I was thinking that you could sing maybe these three songs. So we got to curate in this different, in a totally different way, where it's like, here's
some covers that could work if you don't have an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it really shaped the whole thing in a cool way.
Yeah.
I'd have to go Four Non-Blondes. What's up? Who doesn't want to belt that out?
That's a serious undertaking.
Yeah, I know.
That's a hard one.
Taco doesn't play.
I didn't say I would do it good.
The purpose is joy.
Yeah. But it would be joyful.
Taco comes hard now. Did you have to go at it with the idea of who was going to be there, or did you get to pick, or both? Or, I mean, how were you going to go at that?
We were both asking people who were going to be there and asking people that we wanted to be there.
There's a couple of people that we caught wind from the promoters would want to come.
Yeah.
If we asked.
So we reached out to a few of those, just shot the moon with a couple of people. But also as time moved towards the festival, everyone was getting more concerned about Delta. So there was some rearranging happening.
Well, that was, that leads to the next sort of obvious, I'm still, my head is exploding at this idea. I love this idea because you could have gone so many ways. I mean, so many people on site, and I could just imagine you saying, calling whoever and saying, hey, what would be the song you would sing at your best friend's wedding? I mean, what a great question.
now I'm just sad all over again that we didn't get to do this.
Me too.
Thought I was over it.
What a great thing. So I hope you still hope to do that. Is it possible?
I don't know. When something gets canceled twice. Also, to be fair, I do appreciate, like, I am a great lover of this, of Bonnaroo in general. The Super Jam was never my dream.
Definitely my dream.
Definitely his dream. But I was really excited about the theme.
Well, and you crushed it. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I think it's a lot of these kind of things. Like, we have very different interests between the two of us. And I think bringing them together in that way is a thing that I think makes the band work in general. So it was kind of a perfect iteration of that, you know?
Also, we had William Tyler playing guitar
for
this one. And he's such a shredder.
Yeah.
Like, he can play anything.
The crew was really great.
Yeah. And for the makeup show, we still played some of the covers that we were going to play.
Yeah. And we had people in the band sing them, which was also great.
Which was so much fun.
Came out and did Peg by Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Had Jen Wozner sing Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac.
And Adam Schatz did his truly incredible rendition of the Isley Brothers Shout.
Yeah. We had to close with that. Oh,
hey, everybody. It's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian. And we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks. All right. So, like we said, what a good idea, right? I mean, what would you sing if you were at a wedding or the wedding singer, right?
Yeah, wedding karaoke, that was the main theme. And I mean, when you first hear it, you're like, what? But then when you hear him explain it, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be great. Yeah.
What's your mic drop song? Do you have one?
I think I said on that show, mine was Four Non-Blondes. What's up?
Oh, that's right. You did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you say you wish that would be the one, or that is the one that you do?
That would be the one. I don't think I've ever done it.
Yeah, I don't do. That's my nightmare. Somebody hand me a microphone and say sing. Literally, that's my nightmare.
Well, you're sitting in front of a microphone right now. Let's hear it.
I'm not singing. Yeah. It should be everyone else's nightmare too. The idea that I might sing. But
yeah.
I have said for the last couple of years, I wish I had like a Napoleon Dynamite kind of mic drop moment, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, well, you got that new hip. You got to show us what you can do now.
It would be so great to have that one song that people are like, oh, this is going to be horrible. And then, oh, my gosh, he nailed that.
And
that's
it. Yeah.
One time. That's it. I don't have
Never
it.
Again.
All right. Well, we have a whole bunch of fun shows lined up. We've got some more information, festivals. We're going to talk to a couple of people that work with other festivals around the country in the next couple of weeks. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Speaking of other festivals, there was a little news from Shaky Knees in Atlanta. They have some late artist additions. 311, Snail Mail, Cautious Clay, who we've had on the show, and Anna Kramer.
Nice.
So.
Nice. The Riverbend lineup will come out this week for anybody in this part of the country. I know a little bit about it, and let me just say, if you liked that sort of undercard at Bonnaroo 2020, the one that didn't happen, you're probably going to be pretty happy with this one, because I know I am. 2020 and 2021, actually. Much smaller. They scaled it down, but I'm really, really impressed with this lineup. So, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about that. A year ago, we were talking about, you know, are there too many festivals and are the lineups oversaturated and do they make sense or they just jumbled, whatever. Feels like they got it right. Feels like the festival folks have dialed it back in. Is that your impression?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Riverbend is one that I'm trying to remember the last time I was at Riverbend. I think Santana played.
Wow. Which, okay.
Yeah.
That's a while ago.
Maybe 97.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's a long time ago.
But yeah, and you know, I kind of regret not going last year because the lineup was really good, and by all accounts, it was a good festival. So maybe this year I got to go back.
Yeah, that's one, and maybe we'll have to have those guys on sometime because that's one that's reinvented itself. It's been around. This is the 40th year, and it's our city festival, and it was basically, I mean, it took a lot of criticism from people because it was basically like a county fair. With a boardwalk, and then it just so happened to have music and 8 days of music. And so it tried to be all things to all people. And it worked for a long, long time. I mean, I've seen some great shows there, but it seemed to lose its way, lose its mission. And they really redefined themselves last year. And this lineup, especially, you'll see.
Yeah. And do you think maybe Moon River coming to town had something to do with their reimagining?
I think everything. Moon River and just the whole festival scene. Yeah. And, of course, obviously the pandemic, you know, forced them to look at the bottom line like all of them did. And to their credit, they said, we got to make some changes. And they did, made some real hard changes, including basically letting everybody but two staff members go and selling off assets. And, I mean, it was a real, real rebranding, reimagining. So.
Yeah, well, sometimes you got to.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, there you go. We'll be back. We're excited about the coming season. We're very excited about Bonnaroo 2023 and all the festivals, really, the ones we just mentioned. And the folks we're going to talk to are running some of the bigger festivals around the country, like Coachella and Merlefest and stuff like that. So I'm excited to see what comes next.
Me too. It's going to be a great year.
All right. See ya.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.